Chapter 3. Volcano. "What's going to happen now, Jed?" Sarah asked quietly.
"I don't know," answered Jed truthfully. Seeing fear on Sarah's and Seth's faces, he said, "I've heard that smoke sometimes comes out of the mountain for days, and then the mountain goes back to sleep."
Sarah and Seth relaxed a little.
"I think we'd better start packing up," said Jed. "I think we've stayed longer than we should have. We have a long walk home."
As soon as he said home, both Sarah and Seth begged to stay a bit longer.
"Please, Jed, can't we stay here just a little longer?" Sarah asked. "Let's fill the empty lunch pail with berries.
I'll bake a blackberry pie just for you, Jed."
Sarah won Jed over. Smiling, Jed said, "All right, but we won't stay long." Sarah and Seth picked berries, but Jed looked worriedly at the top of Mount St. Helens. They really should go home, he thought. The cloud of smoke was getting bigger.
"Listen, why aren't the animals making any sounds?" asked Seth.
The strange silence was frightening. Jed replied, "It's later than we thought. If we don't start home soon, we'll be out in the dark." Just then, a tremendous boom filled the air. The earth shook beneath their feet. Dark clouds and fiery sparks came from the mountain. Scared, Sarah and Seth quickly grabbed their belongings. Jed led them toward home. As they hurried along the trail they'd marked, dark, powdery smoke filled the air. Vapors from the volcano made their eyes water and itch. A smell like rotten eggs was everywhere.